Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Welcome, dudes and dudettes, to the Josiah and Ellie Catch Up.
This is a place where you will be entertained, laughed.
How many people in the world do you reckon use the word dudette?
No one, just you. I've never heard anyone use it before.
Does that make me unique and cool or just a bit of a loser?
Both. All three. Or two. Whatever. I didn't listen to how many you listed. Can we stop talking?
Oh.
You know, over the last week, my left nostril has been bleeding.
Yeah.
It's actually hurting it when I talk because it vibrates my nose. I'm actually over talking.
So what, you just want to get straight into the catch up?
Yeah. Enjoy, guys.
Josiah, it's our job to talk, literally. Like, that's the only prerequisite in this job. No?
See you, guys. It's hurting.
All right. I mean, if the bosses are listening, you know which member of this team works harder.
Member?
Yeah.
Don't say that word.
Which dudette?
Yeah, it's better.
this is... Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Tell you what, it's the worst day of my life being in office with two dudes, Josiah and Benny, on the GV's Hit 96.9.
What's wrong? Benny, how are you, mate? Welcome to the show, you absolute legend.
Oh, look at this. The boys.
Yeah, the boys. It
smells in here a bit.
You guys have been killing me the last 2 days.
What's wrong,
honestly,
mate? You
just at my...
Well, what's the time? 8:50, so you're about 20 minutes away from your nap.
Not coming soon enough.
Let's paint a picture. Ellie went on an absolute bender on the weekend.
I did not.
Did she?
I went to the same event as you. I got home the same time as you. Why is it always me?
Because Ellie is so grumpy after a big weekend.
I'm not grumpy after the weekend. I'm grumpy about being stuck here with you two.
This is the best thing Ellie said yesterday. She goes, it's not my fault. They were the ones serving espresso martinis. Like they shoved them down your throat, you poor thing.
Hey, espresso martinis are $18, okay? If there's a tray of them there for free, yes, I'll take advantage.
Benny walked in the studio this morning, Goulburn Valley, goes, man, it smells like Coke Zero and Macca's in here.
Yeah.
I said, look over at Ellie. She's had a big weekend.
Is Ellie here, is she? I can smell Macca's and Coke Zero.
Can you just get to the point? Why are you here?
Yeah, you said you're saying the biggest announcement
in
our show's history. You put on our rundown, Boss Benny announcement. We don't know what's going on here, mate.
Commandeer this break, so if you two can just... Zip.
That's me zipping.
Thank you.
You'll fly.
What?
Huh?
Why does it always go that way in this show?
I'm not speaking. Just what are you here for?
Okay. So, we have come up with something for this show.
A pay rise?
God, no.
Is this the moment you tell us?
No, this could be the biggest thing that this show has ever done.
Biggest salary that any of your presenters have ever been on?
Biggest thing. It's got nothing to do with cash here, Miss Cheney.
Please tell me we're getting fired.
Yes. Just suspended for 6 months.
Hey, Jad, have a field day if I fired you just right now. You're done. That you get.
Suspended with pay, though.
Can you two, what do you don't get about zip it? These two are like the kids that I never asked for. So zip. Biggest thing that this show's ever done. So if you want to press play, I'll explain. Ooh, it's about to come.
One room, 24 hours, no access to the outside world. We're doing it again. It's Josiah and Ellie's Blackout 2.
Yo! It's happening again. This is amazing, right? So, we did a blackout challenge about a month ago where we locked you in the boardroom. We took away all the technology.
Nah, man.
It was just the two of you in a room for 24 hours and we streamed the whole thing live.
That was one of the worst 24 hours of my life. We said we'd never do it again. I'm telling you right now, Benny, we're not doing the same thing again.
Can I actually say to the Goulburn Valley, well played to you, we had over 20,000 people check in on you guys in that 24-hour
period. Yeah, 20,000 sleep. It was weird.
20,000. Now, as you guys know, apart from busting your chops, I get into a lot of meetings, and I had a little bit of chat to the boys upstairs here at Southern Cross Stereo, and they said, Ben, we've got to do this again. We've got to do it bigger. We've got to do it better.
Well, how else do we change it up? You locked us in a boardroom for 24 hours without technology. Like, I'm not doing that again.
I'm going to leave you in a pure state of suspense because what I've got planned for you two, it's going to happen next Wednesday night.
I'm busy, sorry.
Next Wednesday night, same concept. We're going to lock you somewhere, no technology. We're going to stream it. But where we've got you booked in is huge.
Wait, we're not in the boardroom?
You got us booked in, like a hotel?
You're not here.
Give us a clue.
Not even a chance. I'm going to make you guys squirm for all these payrolls.
Jay, we could be in like a really nice hotel.
You are so far from where I'm sending you. It's not even funny. It's not a hotel.
So it's not going to be a nice experience for us?
This is something that the Goulburn Valley
everybody is going to want to see. This is going to be massive.
Put it in context, right? We were locked in 24 hours in the boardroom the first time.
So how would I do that bigger and better? You can have some guesses. I'm not going to tell you.
How does it compare?
This is like on steroids.
Is it going to be harder?
So I'm going to say yes. It is going to be harder for the Tildia. And it's for the Goulburn Valley and all your fans and all your listeners. This is going to be, you won't be able to not watch this.
Wait, when can I hand in my resignation? I'm over this job. It's too much.
We went from pay rise to the worst possible news.
Can we get a pay rise after we do Blackout 2?
No.
So what, next Wednesday week? When are you going to tell us what it is?
I'll just leave you in suspense.
I don't want to be in suspense.
How do you like those apples?
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
We know in a couple of weeks' time, the 2nd of November, Land of Plenty, the festival, is coming to Shep, which is the first massive festival in a while here in this region.
You and I will be there.
Yeah, very much looking forward to it. It's an awesome lineup. You've got Tones and I there. You've got Illy. You've got Ocean Alley. You've got a whole bunch of artists. So it's going to be a cracking day. Now, there's been an article in the Shep News about pill testing, which is obviously quite a contentious issue at the moment. Because a bunch of festivals have allowed it, none in Victoria yet.
Yeah, it's mainly a big issue in New South Wales with their ones because Gladys Berejiklian, the New South Wales state minister, has put the foot down and she's not allowing it at all, whereas many people are coming out and saying, well, research shows it works and it does prevent deaths at festivals.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Now, they've come out and said, the mental health minister has come out and said there's no plans to allow for pill testing at any events in Victoria, including Land of Plenty. So it's not going to be happening there, which... For me, like I, you know, don't do pills. Obviously, I've never done a pill in my life. But I think turning a blind eye and saying pill testing, you know, if people shouldn't be doing drugs, so we shouldn't have pill testing. It's not working. So if it's going to save at least one life, why wouldn't we put it in place?
Well, it's funny you say that. They reckon it does prevent deaths, so it can't be a bad thing. However, I am a pretty brutal person, as you can usually tell by my opinions on this show. Mm. And I think if you're willing to take one and play Russian roulette with your own life, and people may laugh at that, be like, well, I've taken heaps and there's no Russian roulette there. Mm. All it takes is one. And if you're willing to take it, and if you happen to have a heart attack or whatever happens and your body shuts down and you die, that's on you. You have to live with that. Well, you can't live with it. You're gone. Your family suffers. So every time you take that, know it's a risk. And if you're willing to take the risk, then go for it. Be my guest. But if you end up dying, then you took the Russian roulette risk. That's on you. You don't need pill testing. I'll tell you right now, I'm no scientist. I'll tell you, if you're willing to take a pill, you don't need it tested. It's a risk no matter what, straight up.
But, I mean, you say that and it's all well and good to have that opinion, but when it's literally the difference between life and death, then can you afford to be so high and mighty? You know, like kids are going to do it anyway. I'm not condoning it at all and I don't think it's good and, you know, stay away from them if you have the option to. But if the option's there to get it tested and prove whether it's safe or not, not that really any of them are that safe, then... You know, maybe we should all get off our high horses and just say, nah, pill testing should go ahead.
Well, that's the debate. People aren't going to get to Land of Plenty. Some, you know, kid who's listening now and go, well, I heard Josiah on the radio say don't do it, so I'm just going to throw this in the bin. That's the reality. It's not going to stop people from doing it because, unfortunately, people just want to do it anyway. Mm. So to have that option there can't hurt. However, I still am so adamant. If you're willing to take the risk, it's like anything in life, not just pills.
But what, if you're willing to take the risk, you deserve to die?
You don't deserve to die. But if that's the consequence for your actions, then unfortunately, that's the big risk you take. Mm. It's like if you get behind the wheel and want to drink drive, you're taking a risk. Mm. Don't do it. It's as simple as that. If you want to take out the risk, here's an idea. Just don't do it. Yeah. Full stop.
No, agreed. It's hard because are people going to do it anyway? The Shep City Council, Red Hill Entertainment and the Victorian Ambulance Service, who are all obviously stakeholders in the event, they've all refused to say whether they're for or against it. So, I mean, at this stage it's not happening, but, you know, if this festival comes back next year, maybe it'll be a different conversation, but we'll just have to wait and see how it pans out.
Interesting. And regardless, it'll be a good day. You and I will be there getting our dance on.
Yeah.
Keeping it all above board.
Of course. That's what we do. Feel free to get involved with your thoughts. Hit us up on the socials at any time. Hit GV on Insta. Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
We've got to get productive this morning, as we do every Tuesday morning around this time, because scientists say it should be the most productive day of the week. This morning, I woke up after about 4.5 hours sleep. Felt like absolute poo.
Well, why don't you... help us be productive, because then you'll turn that feeling around.
That's the thing, Josiah. That's what I do in this show. You know, I just lash a few productive thoughts on you, and then all of us just increase productivity together.
All right, hit us, poo jogger.
Is that just an insult we throw around at each other these days?
You do look like the poo jogger.
Oh, okay, cool. Just checking. Don't want anyone to steal your food at work. I know it's a big issue in our office. Get a little bit of mould, put it on the outside of some Glad wrap, then wrap your lunch up in the Glad wrap so it'll look like it's got mould on it. No one will want to eat it, but really, it'll be fine. Productive thought.
Where are you getting mould from? You can't really just scoop mould and chuck it on top of Glad wrap.
Maybe just when you're at home, just chuck a loaf of bread out in the sun and just leave it there, and then you've got a go-to supply of mould for a bit.
It's also dangerous to breathe in mould, so if you're putting that on top of your food, even if there is Glad wrap in between, I wouldn't recommend it, to be honest.
Oh, well, that's why you're not in charge of productive thoughts and I am, so...
Go back to being a poo jogger. This is so unproductive so far. Zero from one.
Productive thought number two. If you don't have a flat screen TV, you've got one of those old school big box ones, but you want one, just chuck a little hole in your wall, push the TV back through it, and then it looks like it's a flat screen TV. Productive thought.
A lot of work, but not bad. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Not bad? Yeah. You'll agree with that one?
Good size.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, so one from two. Productive thought number three. Can I go two from three for today's productive thoughts?
Most likely not, poo jogger.
If you have like a petit miam or like a yoplait.
Yogurt.
Or a yogo. Or just anything that's a little yogurt in a tub that you need to open. Why waste using a spoon when you can just get the lid of the yogo, fold it up a little bit and make it into a spoon that way? Productive thought.
I'd say it's more practical than productive, but yeah, I'll give it to you.
Why do you sound so disinterested today?
Nah, these feel like last minute productive thoughts.
Your mum feels last minute productive.
You're throwing your mum joke at me. That's how productive you are. You know what this segment feels like?
What?
Someone who's had 4.5 hours
all
sleep.
All right.
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, remember that time when you all thought it was funny to make me go to the Shepparton show and enter our goat, Vincent van Goat, and make me dress up as Little Bo Peep? Ha 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 ha. Hey, it was so funny for everyone but me, wasn't it?
It wasn't us thinking it was funny. It was us trying to increase our chances of winning the goat show.
You actually loved it.
Yes. I want to introduce Mel from Promotions, who was in on the goat saga as much as you were, Ellie. It was her idea as well as your idea mixed together that forced me to dress up as a female, embarrass myself in one of the worst moments in the Charlotte name history.
You loved it. He loved it.
Let me just clarify something. There was a time when I was zipping up your dress and it didn't go all the way up the back and you're like, just leave it. I want it off the shoulder number anyway.
Yeah, you do.
And then you're like, oh, it's a little bit breezy. I'm like, where are you getting the breeze from? And he's like, up my skirt. And I said, where's your jocks? And you're like, I'm not wearing any.
Minor details,
Mel. Josiah, there were children at the Shepparton show.
There were children there, but he was embracing the character. So I feel like you loved it.
It's very concerning.
I hated it deep down.
You loved it.
And it's now time to get my revenge.
Oh, I don't like the sound of this.
When everyone comes up to me, they're like, why do you do everything? Why doesn't Ellie do everything?
Are you kidding me, Golden Valley? Because I have done a lot for this show. I've given up Coke Zero for a month.
What else?
I gave up makeup for a week.
So
thank
what?
You.
They're both things that are easy. You don't dress up like I do. You don't. I dressed up as Genie from Will Smith that time, covered my body in blue.
Yes, I dressed up as Mrs. Claus and rapped at the Deck the Mall Christmas party.
Yeah, these are all fun and easy things.
The list could go on.
When Josiah gets revenge, though, Josiah get revenge really well. Today, leave your diaries free, ladies, because at 10 a.m. this morning, I'm going to be getting the whole office back. I have got a comedian / hypnotist, Gerard V, coming into our office.
Oh, no.
Him and I have been speaking, and he is going to let me do whatever I want, and he's going to hypnotize everybody to do exactly what I say.
I don't know about it.
Has this been passed by HR?
Yeah, actually, that's a good question. Yeah. Mel's in Promotions.
I'm in Promotions. It's my job to pass these things and do the risk assessment.
Yeah.
That hasn't come across my desk
yet. No. So we're going to have to veto it right here, right now.
No. I sorted all that out yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you do work yesterday?
I don't think you have access to the files.
Yeah.
No, I spoke to my lawyer and it's all sorted.
Your lawyer!
The whole office is going to be hypnotized. It's me.
So you're the only one not getting hypnotized?
I'm the only one that's going to be technically sober. You girls and the rest of the office, Boss Benny, Boss Alan, the sales team are going to be under my spell today at 10 a.m. Goulburn Valley, stay tuned because tomorrow on the show and today on the socials, you are going to see everything that happens. And I'm telling you right now, I can't reveal it with you girls listening because then it won't work. The ideas I have and I'm going to make you do are going to be literally crazy. Like, beyond words, like it will make me dressed as Little Bo Peep look like child's play. I am that excited to see you make a fool of yourselves. Get excited, 10 a.m. this morning. Keep it free. Goulburn Valley, you'll hear everything tomorrow on the show, this time.
Don't make me kiss you. I know you've been wanting me to do that for ages. Yeah. It's not happening. You know, I don't care how big or small as you are.
I did consider getting him to do that.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, I've got better ideas than that.
I'm going to have HR just Skyping in the corner, okay? Just to cover all bases. I'll Mel, do you approve that?
I'll be across that.
Okay,
for
good.
Sure.
All right, thanks, Josiah.
I'm
really looking forward to this. It's going to be great.
This is.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I need a bit of a counselling session. Are you all right to be my counsellor this morning?
Josiah, you know what happens here.
Whoa, that sounded creepy.
You hop in the shower with me and you ask me some advice, Ellie. Let's fire up that shower this morning and jump on in.
Why do you always only give out advice in the shower?
Because it's where I have my most productive thoughts. You know that. In the shower is the place to be, Ellie. Have you got the shower? Come on, there's two handles in the corner there. Put on some of the cold and then turn on some of the hot.
Can't find it. Sorry.
Come on,
Ellie. Gonna have to miss out on the shower this morning. We'll just sit in the dry.
If you're a plumber listening, we need our shower taps fixed in the studio. In the meantime, don't expect much good advice from me, okay? Hit me. What advice do you need?
I've discovered I've got a fear. It's quite irrational and it's quite stupid, really, but I don't know how to overcome it. And so that's why I need your help this morning. So I play netball every Monday night at Major League Sports. Shout out to the team down there.
What's your team name?
Borelli's Ball Handlers.
Okay, I don't want to know what that is.
I'm just a fill-in, okay? I didn't come up with the name. Otherwise, we'd be Cheney's Ball Handlers, am I right?
Or Gavs.
Jeez. Anyway, I've been playing netball ever since I can remember, ever since I was like 8 years old. And I've discovered I'm not very good at defending. I've never been a great defender. I've always been an attacker. And last night it hit me why I'm not a good defender. I'm scared of running backwards.
What do you mean? Like just turning around and jogging?
No, like running backwards. So like facing forwards, so my player goes behind me and I have to run backwards and try and intercept the mark.
What's
I can't
wrong with,
do it.
Why? Are you scared someone's going to come from behind and do something to you?
I think it boils down to when I was in year nine, I was in PE and we had an exercise where we had to run backwards and I tripped and hit my head and got like mildly concussed. Ever since, I've not been able to run backwards and it's really impacting my game.
Well, why don't you go start jogging backwards in your own time to get over that fear? Because if you're doing it in the middle of a game, your fear is going to get heightened. Where if you start doing it in your own time and practicing and getting over it, then you'll be okay.
But I do. Like at F45, often there's drills where you've got to run backwards. I can't do it. I'm constantly looking behind me. And as a result, I look like a complete numpty. Like I can't do it. And I just don't know how I'm going to do it. Like I've got the stupidest fear in the world. It's just running backwards.
You've got some serious issues here. My football team, soccer team, I should say, the Shep United boys, it's a common practice when you're doing the warm-up that they call to run backwards. And there's always somebody that thinks it's funny to crouch down behind somebody and they absolutely get nailed. I thought that's where maybe your fear came from.
No. I mean, that gives me like heart palpitations to think about that though.
You should come play with the United boys.
No, I'm scared. And I get it. It's stupid and it's irrational and nothing's going to happen to me if I run backwards, but I still can't do it.
Well, we all have weird, you know, phobias or weird fears and we can't explain where they come from. I've mentioned on the show before that I've got a fear of Band-Aids.
We've got a bloody list of your fears.
I know. Well, Band-Aids is probably my weirdest one and I can't explain it. I can't look at one, can't have one put on my body. And if you go get a blood test or whatever, I have to go get someone like my mother to come take it off and put it away. You can't explain these things. They just... It's between you and your weird, complex mind.
Yeah. So we're both equally as weird? Nah, yeah. Yours is weirder.
Oh, come on, man.
At least mine stems from a concussion. Yours stems from you wanting your mum to take Band-Aids off
I didn't attack you personally. You don't know what could have happened to me as a kid.
You're right. It's a safe space. It's a safe space. And that's why we want to ask you this morning, Golden Valley. 13, 12, 16. What is your stupid fear? No judgment. Let's go to Joshy from Shep. Joshy, what are you afraid of?
Yeah, I do. Feet.
Feet.
All right. Where does this come from and why? What happens when you see a foot?
Look, I'm not too bad. It does trip me out. I think where it's sort of been the worst for me was with my ex-girlfriend. When we watch a movie, she'd always be laying down. I would never be the one that would get to, and her feet would always be on my lap, and it would just trip me out.
Would it make you want to vomit, or would you have to leave the room? Like, how did it make you feel?
No, not vomit, but just I would have to get them off me. You know when people get their nails and put it all on a chalkboard, how much it just makes you squirmy and just you can't handle it.
Yeah.
That's literally like the feeling.
How do you go with your own feet? Because it's hard to be afraid of something that you've got two of, you know, and you can't ever get rid of them.
I've heard like for some people, they can't even deal with their own feet. My feet, completely fine. Anyone else's feet, no.
Do you have any idea where this stemmed from, Josh?
No, like it's kind of, I can't exactly remember when, but I've just kind of always had it.
How funny. Yeah, same with ours. You can't explain where it comes from, but has Josh, if I paid for you to go and get foot reflexology at a Thai place today, how would that make you feel?
Mate, I would not be keen.
I mean, I would be keen. If you're shelling out fitties to go get foot massages, sign me up,
Josiah.
It's
only for people with fears.
No,
let's just leave it at
that. I've got a fear of running backwards, okay?
I'm fine with my feet. We're all like, fine, like it doesn't trip me out, but I do not like anyone touching my feet at all.
Josh, you and I will never be together, I'm sorry to say. My husband needs to be able to massage my feet. So, sorry, you've just lost out with me.
Oh, sorry, Ellie.
Yeah, that's all right. It's actually a deal breaker for me, did you know, Josiah?
Really?
Yeah, like has to be able to do it because that's what I need in life.
Well, why don't I put my foot in your mouth right
all
now?
All right, so. Okay. No, thank you. I'm okay.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Love Island, it is the show everyone's talking about. It's back tonight after the block. And Vanessa from Love Island, she's live in Fiji. Morning.
Good morning.
So tell us, in a word, describe your Love Island experience. It's been a bit of a roller coaster.
Yeah, it was a massive emotional roller coaster.
Can you elaborate on that at all?
I mean, my time in Love Island, God, I can't even begin to explain how intense it is in there. You know, there's always something going on. When you think things are finally calm, you know, something else happens in the villa and it just gets flipped on its head. You never know, like, what's going to come through the door.
Hey, Vanessa, is there anyone you're looking forward to catching up with again once the show's over on the outside in the real world? any of the boys in particular?
I mean, I did say that one of the first people I'm going to call is Sam because I didn't have a chance to really connect with Sam in the villa. Even though we had that connection in there, I was sort of always looking out for Matt's feelings, and every time Sam and I did have a chat, Matt would pop up anyway. So, I think I will be giving Sam a call.
And what about the girls? I feel like it's a tough environment to try and make friends in. Do you think you'll speak to them at all from here on in?
I'm a massive girls' girl, and I connected with all of the girls in there. So, I mean, obviously I want them to do well and stay in the villa, but I can't wait for them to come out because I'll 100% be catching up with every single one of them, Cassie and Jess in particular.
Yeah, right. Hey, when you're in there, is it like paradise? Can you just say, I want a cheeseburger and you get brought a cheeseburger? How does it work? Like, are the drinks flowing 24/7? What's the deal?
No, you know what? I thought that we would be partying every night and the food would be amazing. The food's pretty basic and bland. I mean, pretty much just chicken, rice and vegetables, which I don't mind because I eat pretty healthy. You don't even get that many drinks. I mean, we got usually about one drink a night, if that.
What?
Oh, come on.
Do you have like a drink token that you have to, you know, take to the bar and they say they cut you off after the wine? How does it work?
No, they take your drink order and they'll bring your drinks out. But then if you've had too late of a night, sometimes they don't even bring your drinks out. And so, you know, I love my wine, and that was really hard for me.
I was going to say, that's why I'm not on Love Island this year. Hey, Vanessa, you addressed, obviously, the rumours around Jessica Power from Married at First Sight going on the show. You reckon she's just doing that for attention. What about the rumours with Jackson Warne, Shane Warne, one of our most famous cricketers of all time? His son apparently is going in the house. Do you reckon that'll happen?
I haven't even heard that rumour, so I have no idea if that'll happen.
So that's a yes?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, it could. You never know what's going to be thrown in there. So it wouldn't shock me if something like that did happen.
He's sitting on your lap right now, isn't he?
I wish.
All right. Well, Vanessa, you've been a joy to watch. Enjoy the rest of your time in Fiji. And thanks so much for coming on the show this morning.
Thanks, guys.
No worries at all. Love Our Island. It is back tonight after the block on Channel 9.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, you know yesterday how we were all in the office. We had a big all office meeting. We had a big, big, big boss. He was in town to address all the staff.
Yeah, the COO.
Yeah, big dog in the company. Absolute legend. Lovely guy. Mm. But while he was talking to us, you know my attention span is second to none.
Yeah, you were sitting there getting distracted by everything. I was sitting there with my resting stress face. So together we didn't give off the best impression.
Well, I was looking at your face, which was distracting me with your resting stress face. But something caught my attention. There was a big TV in this office that was kind of sitting over his shoulder. Mm-hmm. So while I was trying to listen to what he's saying, I was also paying attention to what was on the morning show on Channel 9.
Of course.
And I saw the headline, "Does a nice car make you more attractive?"
Mm.
And they were having a bit of debate by it. And in my head, I thought, I'm going to talk about that tomorrow on the show.
There you go.
So here we are, guys.
What
we're
a productive
on.
Meeting that was.
It was. I
couldn't tell you what
content.
He was there for, what he was talking about, like the share price of the company. What?
Who cares?
Who cares? Does a car make you more attractive? We care.
Do you give me any shares? Otherwise, I'm not interested. So I thought to myself, well, it's actually quite a good question. And I know everyone loves their cars in town as well. I like my cars. You like your Holden Tracks because that's what you drive.
I like something that gets me from A to B. Yep.
That's it. And I thought, no, it's a good question. So basically what they were talking about is online, when you first meet someone on Tinder, mm-hmm. are you more attracted to swipe right if you saw someone next to a fancy car or next to an absolute bomb? So I'm going to put it to you now, Ellie. I give you a photo of a hot, sexy guy. He's got his abs, shirt off, he's ripped, he's posing, right? He pops up on your little Tinder feed there and he's in front of a Ferrari. Then I give you the same scenario, same guy, just as hot, but he's in front of an old bomb. Do you swipe right? Who are you more likely to swipe right on? I mean, knowing you, you'd swipe right on both. But
I mean, I'll take what I can get.
If you had a choice between the two, what would you go for?
Bombshell. I'd go for the bomb.
Really?
Yeah. Like, if it's like a nice car that, you know, like just a decent $25,000 car, then yeah. But if it's one of those really expensive $500,000 cars, no thank you very much.
Why is that though?
Because no one needs those cars.
Yeah, but if you've
got
the money.
I know I'm going to get in trouble for saying that, but you don't need a $500,000 car.
Oh, see, I'm the opposite. If I, you know, in real life, they're like, it's about the person, not their car. Absolutely. I'm not talking about real life. I'm talking in front of a photo.
Yeah.
I reckon a girl's 1,000 times hotter if she's in front of that. I judge them hard.
Would you? No, because I think if they're next to a bomb, they don't care about materialistic things. You know, they're just happy to just get around in their cheap car and maybe they give some money to charity.
Oh, so that's why they're driving it.
Yeah. They've been spending all their money at Shep Food Share and instead... I don't have time for money left over for a Ferrari.
Hey, Hit GV on Instagram. I posted a photo of Ellie right now and Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook.
I mean, you'd swipe right to that regardless.
I mean, you'd swipe right just on your photo alone.
Thank
but you're
you.
Next to a bomb and you're next to a really nice car. You can leave your thoughts on there or we'd love your thoughts on the phones. 13, 12, 16. Where do you stand on this?
Yeah.
Are you more likely next to a fancy car or a bomb? Get involved this morning, guys.
Yeah, take everything else out of the equation. Yes, we know personality's what counts. We get that. But this is the only... two scenarios you've got, a nice car, a bomb, the same person, same everything. What are you swiping right on? Give us a call, 13, 12, 16.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Now those jumped on the Hit Goulburn Valley Facebook page, photo of Ellie next to two cars saying a rust bucket. Of course you would never date someone that drives one of those.
Really?
Says a lot about their personality. Lynn says that it depends entirely on the type of car as well.
Oh, like the brand.
Exactly right.
See, I don't know which cars are which. Like, if you put a Porsche in front of me and a Ferrari in front of me, I wouldn't know which one was which.
Should probably keep you outside of the studio for this segment.
Yeah, I'm really not well equipped to comment on car matters. Let's go to Anna from Echuca. Anna, what do you find more attractive, a fancy car or a bomb?
Definitely a bomb, because it means you're better with money. Cars depreciate.
Yes, so true. That's the other thing. It's not a good investment getting a really, really expensive car.
Yeah, if you have a house, then that's different, but cars, no.
Yeah, but you guys speak like that. If you're standing in front of a Ferrari, they obviously own one. If you own a Ferrari, you've got the money to own whatever house, so who cares if it depreciates?
Not always, though. I think some people spend a lot of money on cars and then don't have much.
Yeah, exactly. I feel you, Anna. Okay, very interesting. Thanks for your insight.
Thanks.
Getting a real mixed bag of comments here.
Oh, yeah, we are. Some more comments coming through on the HitGV Instagram page. Most people, including green-eyed Betty, Tamika, they're all on your side as well, Ellie, saying they'd rather that person with the bomb. So that's probably the majority. I'd say about 75%, it looks like, agreeing that it doesn't matter. It would be a bomb more likely to date someone.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, I just said that the best audio you'll hear all week is about to be on the radio for you, and I stand by that fact because it's an interview that's emerged between ESPN? Yeah, that's the right amount of letters, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, ESPN Sports Centers, which is like the Fox Sports of the United States. It's a big sports
channel. Well, we have ESPN here as well.
Oh, cool.
There's ESPN Australia. We get every ESPN channel in America, in Australia as well, just okay. So you know.
Okay, well, I'm not a big ESPN fan, okay? So sue me. I am a fan of this, though. They've interviewed Mason Cox, who obviously plays for Collingwood.
The big Cox.
Yep, and Nathan Buckley, who were over in the States at an NFL game. And they're on the sidelines. And what struck me about this audio, and it struck a lot of people, it's gone viral on the internet, is Mason Cox's accent. So obviously he's the big American. He came over from Dallas. It's his hometown. And he's been in Australia for the last 5 or so years. You know how when people go overseas and they adopt an accent of the different country that they're living in?
Yeah. Whoops.
He's done that, but it's kind of the weirdest merge of two accents I've ever heard. Have a listen to the audio.
Collingwood has gone to Dallas. We've got Mason Cox and Nathan Buckley. And Mason, what on earth are you guys doing at an NFL game?
Ready for it?
Yeah, I'm actually, I might not sound it, but I'm actually from Dallas. So I'm back home visiting family, everything else while we're in off season. So I figured why not come to probably one of the biggest games of the year, the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Hold on, what?
That he went from Aussie to American to Aussie to American that much in that. I couldn't keep up.
And also, why speaking so fast?
Yeah, I'm actually, I might not sound it, but I'm actually from Dallas. So I'm back home visiting family, everything else while we're in off season. So I figured why not come to probably one of the biggest games of the year, the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Why not come to probably one of the biggest games of the year?
One of my best mates from school, Tommy, he was born in Australia. Then when he was about 7, 8 years old, no, a bit older, he would have been 10, he moved to the States for about 7 years. And when he was about 17, 18, he moved back. And he had both an Australian and American accent, very similar to that. And even to this day, he's now 30 years old. He floats in between it, stuffed his voice up for life.
So can you understand what he says when he says this?
I figure why not come to probably one of the biggest games of the year, and the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Pretty much.
Exactly the same. Maybe my friend is Mason Cox.
Oh, good on you, Mace. Good effort.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.